So how long has he been on treatment at this point?
So he has finished the obinutuzumab part. So he's been on about 6 months, and he's done exceedingly well. And he had quite bulky adenopathy before he started, and he's tolerated it. He's had really no problems. He had a little bit of neutropenia with the obina, but he's done really well.
No infusion reaction with the Abena?
He had minor infusion reaction, but not much.
How is that shaken out? You know, more typically, maybe you would see an older patient getting ibrutinib. I don't know if you're using chlorambucil with it. I don't know if you're using it, but how are you using it, and what have you been seeing in terms of infusion reaction?
So I've seen some pretty major. I had one older patient that I was going to give obinutuzumab plus chlorambucil to, and he had multiple cardiac risk factors, kind of a nervous guy, and he had a very, became immediately hypotensive, and he said, "No, not again," So I think it seems to be a little bit different than the rituximab infusion reactions, but I think we're lucky in that we have nurses who are very adept at recognizing and stopping early, and we pre-medicate people a lot. And I think you break up the dose.
I'm going to ask you in a little bit about the big paper at ASH looking at obinutuzumab and follicular lymphoma, but there they found that even though there was more infusion reaction, the number of people coming off therapy was the same. Is that your clinical experience with CLL that usually you generally get people through
Usually
it?
get people through it, yeah.
And so this man is now, what, on ibrutinib alone?
He's on ibrutinib alone.
And what's his clinical status in terms of tumor?
So his marrow's clean, which is pretty remarkable, and his nodes have shrunk dramatically. Not quite completely gone, but.
And I guess you'll be continuing him indefinitely with the ibrutinib.
Right, yeah.
Any thoughts about this combination and where you think it might be heading?
I think it's a great combination. I think, knowing that ibrutinib has very high overall response rates but low complete remission rates, I think the idea of adding a monoclonal antibody, in particular, the data supporting obinutuzumab and CLL being a better antibody than rituximab, I think is pretty clear. So I think it's a very enticing combination.